Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting second, the center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting third, the first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Brian Esselstyn. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chambliss. The throw from foot and he is safe. Chambliss steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Esselstyn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Buckner reaches second base with a double. DeJesu goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vail moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Esselstyn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vail moves to third. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vail scores. Biedner moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall juggles the ball. That's an error on Randall. Brian Acelston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acelston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks moves to second. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Benedict moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamp moves to second. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamp scores. DeJesus moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeJesus moves to third. Randall moves to second. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeJesus scores. Randall moves to third. Buckner moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall scores. Buckner scores. Vale moves to second. It's 7-0, Cubs. Preston Hanna now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Acelston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Chambliss scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 7-2, Cubs. Brian Esselstyn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esselstyn is 0-for-1 in the game. Esselstyn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamp bunts in front of the plate. Benedict fields it and throws to first for the out. Tyson moves to second. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tyson moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Hanna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanna hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blanks moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Esselstyn. Foote reaches second base with a double. Martin moves to third. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tyson is walked intentionally. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DeJesus moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Acelston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeJesus scores. Vale moves to third. It's 8-3, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Brian Acelston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acelston is 0-for-2 in the game. Acelston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Acelston for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamp hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Preston Hanna. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Pocoroba reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pocoroba scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 8-4, Cubs. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Horner hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Hrabowski now pitching. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. DeJesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeJesus moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Vail hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeJesus scores. Randle moves to second. It's 9-4, Cubs. Jesus Figueroa pinch runs for Mike Vail. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randle moves to third. Figueroa moves to second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. Figueroa moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Tyson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Jesus Figueroa now playing left field. Larry Biotner now playing first base. Brian Acelston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acelston is 0 for 3 in the game. Acelston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Benedict strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Dillard moves to second. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Randle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Al Hrabowski. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Cubs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chambliss strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Atlanta Braves, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.